Okay, so now we're going to continue. This is the class of August 17th, 2015, part two. And it looks like we're coming to the very last reading selection in the whole book.
Yeah. Well, you still have the further readings, right?
No, this is the further reading.
No, I thought there was another one you said is five pages.
This one's very long.
Okay, so this is the Dhammacakka Pavattana Sutta.
Oh, right.
So this is the first, according to the tradition, the first sutta or discourse of the Buddha. Okay, so evang me sutang.
Evang me sutang.
Ekang samayang bhagava.
Ekang samayang bhagava.
Varanasiyang viharati.
Varanasiyang viharati.
Isi patane migadaye.
Isi patane migadaye.
So Ekang Samayang is on one occasion, the Blessed One. Varanasiyang, this is locative for Varanasi. Varanasi is the city, Indian city. It's also called Varanasi for Benares. So he was living at Benares. Isi Patane, it's the name of that park. Migadaye, it's the deer refuge or the deer park. So all of these are locatives. Varanasiyang, Isi Patane, Migadaye. So the Blessed One was living at Varanasi. Is actually a suburb of Varanasi called Isi Patane, at the deer park. Tatrako Bhagava.
Tatrako Bhagava.
Pancha Vagaye Bhikkhu Amantesi.
Pancha Vagaye Bhikkhu Amantesi.
So Pancha Vagaya is based on the word Vaga, means a group. Pancha means five. So Panchavagga is a group of five. And then this becomes an adjective by using the ending iya. So Panchavagya Bhikkhu are the monks that form the group of five. And who are these five monks? You know who they are? Not by name. But
those were the five ascetics that were following him.
Right. These were the five ascetics that were following the Buddha.
But they can Ekang Samayang also be translated as at one time, or is it on one occasion?
No, either way.
It's either way,
yeah.
Right?
So Tatrako Bhagava. So there the Blessed One, the Buddha, addressed the monks belonging to the group of five. We could simply say the group of five monks. Dve me bhikkhave anta.
Dve me bhikkhave anta.
Pabhajitena na sevitabha.
Pabhajitena na sevitabha.
So anta, the word anta, originally means an end. But here it's like the end point or extremes. So we say, dve is two, and me is ime, these. So these two extremes, pabhajitena, pabhajita means one who has left home. So chujarin. Yeah. Na sevitabha. Sevitabha means to be practiced, to be followed. So these two extremes should not be practiced by one who has left home, who has gone forth. So first is yo chayang.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yochayang.
Yochayang.
Kamesu Kamasukali Kanu Yogo.
Kamesu Kamasukali Kanu Yogo.
Hino.
Hino.
Gammo.
Gammo.
Potu Janiko.
Potu Janiko.
An Ario.
An Ario.
An Atta Sanghito.
An Atta Sanghito.
Then we'll take the second one. Yo Chayang.
Yo Chayang.
Atta Kila Matanu Yogo.
Atta Kila Matanu Yogo.
Duko An Ario.
Duko An Ario.
An Atta Sanghito.
An Atta Sanghito.
So we have Yo Chayang. And the Chayang is Cha plus Ayang. So this, that which is, it's that which is this. Then we have Kamesu. That means in regard to sense pleasures. Kamasu Kali Kanu Yogo. Okay, the word Anu Yoga means involvement in, connection with, devotion to. Do they give meanings? Anu Yoga. Maybe they gave earlier. Okay, so we have kama is sensual pleasure, and sukha is happiness. Sukhalika, I'm actually not sure of the meaning. Did you look it up?
No.
We only find it, I think, in this expression. Now, I think the glossary doesn't even give it.
Just working together has meaning.
Of kamasukali kanu?
Yes. Attachment to worldly enjoyment. Luxury living.
I think that's not so accurate. Luxurious living. But it's kamasuka is, let's say, sensual happiness. Again, I'm not sure of the alika there. I guess I should step down from my position of teaching Pali.
Oh, no.
What is it? The pursuit of sensual happiness in sensual pleasure.
Kamasuka?
Kamasuka. Did you look the meaning?
I don't know. Question is sensual pleasure.
Okay, so, but we know what the meaning is. It's Anu Yoga, okay, devotion to pursuit of sensual pleasure or sensual happiness in sense pleasures. So kamesu refers to the external sense pleasures, beautiful forms, sounds, odors, tastes, touch sensations. And kamasuka or kamasukalika is the happiness based on the senses. And anu yoga is pursuit of involvement with. So the first extreme is that which is involvement with sensual happiness in sense pleasures. And then this is described as hino. Hino means low, inferior. Then the word gamma is an adjective based on the word gama, which means village. So the idea is that involvement in sense pleasures is what's typical of ordinary people who live in the villages. You know, of course, the Buddha is, at this point, he's a forest ascetic speaking to other forest ascetics. So they look at the village, and people in the village just live according to their desires. So he says, gammo. Maybe they translate. Anybody remember how I translated it?
Vulgar.
Did I use vulgar?
Is this your translation in the Bhavan?
I don't know.
I think it is. I'm not sure. It might be Bhantichi.
So some use the word vulgar.
For gammo?
Yeah.
Vulgar, it's too strong, I think.
Because now vulgar gets associated with dirty words, dirty language. Yeah, your speech is vulgar. But the sense is like village practice.
Common.
They're common, you could say. Potujaniko, similar meaning. It's based on the word putujana. This is the sosoran. Now my Chinese is getting rusty when I'm teaching Pali. Fu, Boe, what is it? With the fu? Boe? The word for putujana, the Chinese classical expression, you know what it is with fu? Fufuren. Furen.
Just
Fanfu. Fanfu, that's it. Fanfuren. Fanfuren. Okay, so potujanigo is that which is typical of putujanas, of worldly people. So we could say worldly. Unario, this is the negation of aria. So non-noble or ignoble. Anatta sanghito means, the word atta means good or benefit. Anatta means no benefit. And sanghita means connected with. So we say anatta sanghita is that which is connected with no benefit. Or we could say unbeneficial, without any benefit. Okay, so the Buddha first, he says, one extreme is the pursuit of sensual happiness in sense pleasures, which is low, common, worldly, non-noble, unbeneficial. Then the second extreme is yochayang attakila mat anu yoga. So we have anu yoga again, involvement with pursuit of. Atta is self, and kila matta is, in this case, we could say affliction or torture. So that which is involvement in self affliction, self torment. And this is said to be, it's not himo, not hino gammo potujaniko, because it's practiced by ascetics, not by ordinary people, but it's dukkho anario anatta sanghito. Dukkho, it's painful, miserable. Anario, non-noble. Anatta sanghito, connected with no benefit or unbeneficial, useless, we could say. So any questions on this opening? Yeah.
I have a question. Yo is setting up like a relative clause, but is there like a second half to it? I don't really understand the yo part.
I think the yos will be completed by the a te te. The, these,
okay.
So that which is, or it could be indicated by the ime in the previous part of a sentence. So these two extremes should not be practiced by one who has gone forth. Namely, that which is the pursuit of sensual happiness and sense pleasures, and that which is the pursuit of self-affliction.
One more question?
Yeah.
Why are there two keys in Chakka Pavattana?
Oh, okay. Okay, the question is, why does Pavattana occur with two P's? Anybody know the answer? Suki is smiling. She knows the answer.
No, just the sandhi.
When you put it together, the compound there.
Bowie, why are there two P's?
I think probably it's a suppressed R in the Sanskrit.
Right. Yeah. You say in Sanskrit it would be pravartana. Oh. And so in Pali that R, it gets suppressed. But when you join it into a compound, because of the impact of that suppressed R, the P gets duplicated.
Actually, since we're talking about the title, could you explain grammatically a little more about Dhamma Chakka Pavattana?
Okay. Yeah, I should have done that. Okay, so Dhamma, of course, we know Dhamma. Chakka is wheel. And Pavattana, we have Vattana is turning. And Pavattana is, I guess, also turning, but with the prefix. So this is turning the wheel of the Dhamma.
Pavattana is a nominative?
This is a title, so it doesn't have a case. This is just the stem form. Okay, should we move on? Or any more questions on the opening? Dukkho is because it's an adjective. It has to agree with anuyogo. Yeah. All the words are agreeing with anuyogo. So they are all masculine, singular, nominative. Okay, let us move on then. A te te bhikkhave. Ubo ante.
Ubo ante.
Anupagamma.
Anupagamma.
Majjhima patipadda.
Majjhima patipadda.
Tathagatena abhisambuddha.
Tathagatena abhisambuddha.
Chakku karani.
Chakku karani.
Jnana karani.
Jnana karani.
Upasamaya.
Upasamaya.
Abhinaya.
Abhinaya.
Sambodhaya.
Sambodaya.
Nibbanaya sangvatati.
Nibbanaya sangvatati.
Okay, so the Buddha says, e te, so literally it's these, those. And it goes with ubo. Ubo means both. I guess it's I have to look at the.
I think the PTF version doesn't have K.
The what?
We only have A T.
The PTS version.
A
T.
A
T. Excuse me? Which version is this?
The PDF.
Oh, Oh, I see. He's probably taking from the again from the Burmese Sixth Council.
And here it says Eteko also.
It says what?
Eteko also.
That's the Bhavana Society? Well, of course they're copying off the Sixth Council edition, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm familiar with it. A te te b. Anyway, I guess either is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point is the main thing is ubo ante. So ubo ante are both extremes. Then unupagama, this is the gerund form, which is it's a negative gerund based on upagacchati, means to draw near, to approach. Why does a gerund have two M's? Why does the gerund have two M's? June, can you explain?
For the saw something?
Excuse me?
It's for the saw.
I'm not kidding. Say again?
It's for the saw something?
No, I'm not understanding. Softening. No. Kim?
Not sure, Bhante.
Venerable Satchinanda. We've had forms like this before. Venerable? You don't know. Wow.
I'm not sitting next to you anymore.
Bowie?
I think I remember it says to be some NY, A. There's a Y there.
Okay. Yeah, correct answer. Yeah.
What did you say?
No, I heard it. Okay. One way to form the gerund is to add YA.
Oh.
And so in Sanskrit, you could have upagamya. But in Pali, you don't get this combination with a Y. So what happens is that the Y gets assimilated, turned into the preceding consonant. So upagamya turns into upagamma. That means having approached. And then this is the negative, not having approached. So not having approached these, not having approached both these extremes, Majjhima Patipada, this means the middle path, Tathagatena, by the Tathagata, Abhisambuddha, you could say, has been awakened to, has been understood, has been discovered. It's an interesting question when it says, not having approached these two extremes, is it referring to the Tathagata not approaching either extremes, or the middle path not approaching either of the two extremes. Which one is it? Who thinks it's the Tathagata that doesn't approach the two extremes? Raise your hands. Who thinks it's the middle path that doesn't approach the two extremes?
Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't realize.
Who doesn't have an opinion?
Well, I'm right no matter what, because I raised my hand for both.
Okay. Excellent, Sam. Okay, I'm not sure. I think it works for both. But my suspicion is that it's actually the middle path that doesn't approach the two extremes. That's why it's called the middle path. So the way I would understand it, that the Tathagata has awakened to the middle path which doesn't approach these two extremes. And notice the construction here. Like in English, we would say the Tathagata has discovered or awakened to the middle path, but Pali has this preference for passive constructions. So the middle path has been discovered by the Tathagata. You know, maybe the greatest event in the spiritual history of humanity, and it's treated in this kind of laid-back Indian way of doing things. Relaxed way of doing things. Okay, then the middle path is described Chakku Karani. So Chakku means eye, and Karana means making. So we would say, literally, it's making the eye. Well, we would say creating vision. Jnana Karani, making knowledge, creating knowledge. Then we have four words, Upasamaya, Abhinaya, Sambodaya, Nibbanaya, Sangvatati. What case the four words?
Dative.
Right, dative. Because it's going Sangvatati to lead. It leads, so it leads to something. And what it leads to comes in the dative. So it leads to upasama, means peace or quiescence. Abhinya, here, abhinaya, to higher knowledge, to super knowledge. Sambodaya, to enlightenment. Nibbanaya, to Nibbana. So, any question about this? Once I give the explanation, what do you think doesn't approach the two extremes? The middle path or the Tathagata? Okay. Your middle path, Stephen, is?
I think it's the Tathagata.
Tathagata? You think Tathagata?
I don't know. I'm just...
He's on the fence.
That's it. No. Yongshin? Kate? Dayasuki?
Middle path.
Okay, I think the middle path, but it's a little bit ambiguous. Anyway, let us continue. So,
but historically, the Buddha practiced austerity, so that's the fact. So does Tathagata refer to the Buddha?
Say it again.
It has to be. I mean, the historical fact is that the Buddha practiced austerity.
Yeah.
So it's the one extreme. So it has to be the middle path that avoids the two extremes. Because the Buddha did practice the extreme and then came up with the middle path.
Yeah.
After practicing the austerity.
Okay, that's a good argument. But I want to move on and not, you know, dwell on this point. Okay, so let us continue. Katama cha sa bhikkhave.
Katama cha sa bhikkhave.
Majjhima patipadda.
Majjhima patipadda.
Tathagatena abhisambuddha.
Tathagatena abhisambuddha.
And then chakku karani.
Jnana
karani.
Upasamaya
abhinaya.
Upasamaya abhinaya.
Sambodaya nibbanaya.
Sambodaya nibbanaya.
Sangvatati.
Sangvatati.
Okay, so now the Buddha poses the question, what is that middle path discovered by the Tathagata which creates vision, creates knowledge, and so on? And then he gives the answer himself. I am eva ario atangiko mago.
I am eva ario atangiko mago.
Seyatidang.
Seyatidang.
Samaditti.
Samaditti.
Samasankappo.
Samasankappo.
Samavacha.
Samavacha.
Samakamanto.
Samakamanto.
Samajivo.
Samajivo.
Samavayamo.
Samavayamo.
Samasati.
Samasati.
Samasamadhi.
Samasamadhi.
So I am eva, it's just a little emphatic. Just this Ario noble, atangiko means eight factored. Atangika comes from the word atta, which means eight. Atta is eight, and anga means factor. And so when we put them together, we have eight factors, and then it becomes, to make it an adjective, we use the ending ika. So it is just this noble eight-factored path. Then say, sayatidang means something like that is to say, namely. Then we have the eight factors, right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. And then the Buddha says, ayam kosa bhikkhave.
Ayam kosa bhikkhave.
Majjhima patipadda.
Majjhima patipadda.
Tathagatena abhisambuddha.
Tathagatena abhisambuddha.
Chakku karani.
Chakku karani.
Jnana karani.
Jnana karani.
Upasamaya.
Upasamaya.
Abhinaya.
Abhinaya.
Sambodaya.
Sambodaya.
Nibbanaya sangvatati.
Nibbanaya sangvatati.
So this is just, I mean, virtually a repetition, but just in the mode of a conclusion. This is that middle way awakened to by the Tathagata that creates vision, creates knowledge, and so, and leads to Nibbana. Boring. There's 1 minute left, so we try to fit in the rest of the sutta. So
the whole thing.
Not according to Venerable.
Okay, I think we'll have to stop here. Yeah, okay, any questions? Yeah.
Did you explain about the word karani? Is that like an adjective?
Yeah.
Like a feminine?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a feminine singular. Because it's in agreement with Patipada. Yeah, so it's based on karana. Karana is doing or making. Then to become an adjective, in this case a feminine adjective, it becomes karani, making vision, making knowledge. Any more questions? From the internet? Yeah.
I change my mind. I think it is Tathagata who avoids the two extremes because
I'm not recording this.
Because only after he avoids the extremes, he became a Buddha.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's what I think. I still say the Buddha.
But didn't he say he who sees me sees the Dhamma? That's kind of the same.
But then, I mean, the path is there, but that doesn't mean you avoid the two extremes. It's only the Tathagata that avoids the two extremes.
No, but I would say that because the middle path is in the middle, it's avoiding the two extremes. Anyway, we could argue this, you know, for hours. I don't want to continue.
We'll argue at Suki's party.
On the veranda.
Okay, so this will be the end for the class today. And next week we'll finish the book. Wow. But of course, there'll be one class beyond the finishing of the book. No.
The exam class.
Yeah, we need the final exam.
Yeah, if we could give the sutra
by
memory.
Yeah, that will be
bonus points.
Yeah. Okay, so let us end with bowing to the Buddha three times.
There's a good Buddha.
Yeah, we have a very beautiful one.
We have a new Buddha.
Okay, three times. One, two, three.
Thank you, Bante.
Somebody wants to ask a question. Somebody.
This is Saya Santisika. I'd like to ask a question. Next week we'll finish the book. Do you think the exam will be on the 7th of September?
Oh no, I'm having the Abhidhamma retreat then.
Okay. When do you think it will be?
Excuse me?
When will that be?
Well, how about the 31st? Is that not a class?
Oh, no, we're having a class on the 31st.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, so will it be on the 31st, Fonte?
Yeah.
The test?
Yeah.
On the 31st?